This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest. I see, as you can see, I'm losing a sense of time and everything.
It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Welcome to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, that's what we do on air at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, not 4 o'clock. I'm T. Xiaoying, and with me is Juliet Jacobs. At the end of this week, we're bringing you two stories, both related to COVID-19. First up, a global condom shortage is looming due to the movement control order that has forced many businesses, including condom production companies, to reduce its workforce or close altogether. But what are the effects of a condom shortage? So we'll be speaking to the president of the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations Malaysia to find out.
And in our second story, last week it was reported that cleaners in the Teluk Intan Hospital were not allowed to get tested for COVID-19 by their supervisors, despite other healthcare personnel at the hospital having tested positive for the virus. Mm. So, you know, the health DGA stepped in to ensure that the cleaners were tested after the matter was highlighted in the press. But, you know, why the initial refusal? So we're going to explore the role of hospital workers during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And over on Twitter, we're asking you in relation to that second story, should hospital cleaners, who, by the way, are outsourced by private companies, be afforded the same recognition and rights granted to medical staff, especially during the COVID-19 outbreak? So a simple yes or no, join in that conversation by tweeting at BFM Radio. Or if you have any thoughts about the topic, do send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899.
And on to our first story.
So the COVID-19 pandemic has been a highly unexpected curveball in all of our lives. The fast-spreading virus, which has now infected more than 1 million people across the globe and claimed north of 50,000 lives, has forced governments around the world to enforce severe social distancing protocols onto their nations. Call it what you want, movement restriction, movement control, lockdown. Mm. The point is we're all told to stay at home.
Yes, and in Malaysia, all government and private sectors have been ordered to be shut, except of course businesses that come under the essential services umbrella. And these essential services are things like utilities, food, energy, transportation, broadcast and more. So the movement control order was implemented to slow the spread of COVID-19 and flatten the epidemic curve. And now we know that it's been extended for another 2 weeks and due to end on the 14th of April.
But while the movement control order is absolutely necessary, there's also no denying that there are adverse effects to people being forced to stay at home and businesses pulling down their shutters. And this has immediate and long-term effects on our economy and, of course, you know, our social well-being as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the industries affected is even linked to the state of our sexual and reproductive health, and that's the condom industry.
Yes, who would have thought, right?
Yes.
So, in fact, we are looking at a global shortage of condoms right now due to a massive shortfall in the industry's output. So in Malaysia, when the movement control order first came into effect on March 18th, a company called Carex Berhad was among the businesses that were told to shut its factory doors. Now, Carex Berhad is, if you didn't know, the world's biggest condom producer. It makes one in every five condoms globally. And so they were not able to produce a single condom in its three Malaysian factories for about 10 days. And get this, Reuters reports that comes up to a shortfall of 100 million condoms.
Gosh.
Yeah, and this huge amount, which would normally be marketed internationally by brands such as Durex, also supplied to state healthcare systems such as Britain's NHS, or even distributed by aid programs such as the UN Population Fund. So you can imagine what a huge gap that was.
Exactly. And, you know, yes, eventually the company was given permission to restart production late last week after the government finally deemed the condom company an essential service.
Mm.
However, even that came with a clause. Only 50% of Carex Berhad's workforce are allowed to work. Carex chief executive Goh Myah Kiat said, "We are going to see a global shortage of condoms everywhere, which is going to be scary.
Mm.
My concern is that for a lot of humanitarian programs deep down in Africa, the shortage will not just be 2 weeks or a month. The shortage can actually run into months.
Wow. Yeah. And this isn't just a problem centered in Malaysia alone. Condom factories in China, which is another major player in this business, were also told to shut down when the country was dealing with the rapid spread of the virus before, you know, the rest of the world.
That's right.
Today, despite having flattened the epidemic curve, many Chinese contraceptive supplies are still not back to maximum capacity.
And there was an interview with Health.com where Chris Purdy, the CEO of the non-profit DKT International, which is a large global provider of family planning, HIV and AIDS prevention, and safe abortion products and services. And he said that he's already witnessing a lack of availability of condoms and other contraceptives due to the COVID-19 and global lockdowns. Mm. So he said, quote unquote, our program in Myanmar reports a shortage of implants. In Mozambique, we anticipate a condom shortage as delivery times from our Malaysian manufacturer double from 2 to 4 months. And countries all over the world, from India to Egypt to Uganda, to developed nations, even like the US and the UK, they are expected to have a shortage of condoms or are already experiencing it right now.
Yeah. You know, how do we get to this point?
I know.
And more importantly, what are its long-term effects? Mm-hmm. After all, not only do condoms help in family planning, they are also the only contraceptive that's most effective in preventing the transmission of sexually transmitted infections. So to find out more about the impact of this restriction, I reached out to Dr. Kamaruzaman Ali, President of the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations Malaysia, or FRHAM. And I spoke to him earlier today, and I started by asking him why condom manufacturers should be deemed an essential service during this movement control order.
As you know, the condoms, they should fall as an essential service, as with the producers of contraceptive supplies, saying that condoms are a contraceptive commodity and that it protects against unintended pregnancies. And not only that, it protects against HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. You know, WHO states that condom is an item in the national response towards HIV and STI prevention. And if you look at the WHO report in 2019, it estimates that 1 million people between the ages of 15 to 49 years will contract STIs daily globally. And it also estimated that 1 out of 25 people globally would have contracted the 4 major sexually transmitted infections during their lifetime. So further down the line, if you look at the contraceptives and the importance of the contraceptives, they would also lead to life-threatening consequences, and its inevitability will reverse whatever recent gains to ensure that there is universal access to sexual and reproductive health in the health systems worldwide. So even the condom, which is a simple, low-cost device, rubber sheet, has a big role in saving the lives of people. And so we need to continue producing these condoms.
Mm. And we already heard about a pretty drastic shortfall, even from a short period of closure, and now with only limited production. Can you talk a little bit about the potential impact in Malaysia?
Yeah. I think if you look at the condoms and its role, mainly there are two areas. One is on family planning. The other one is on the effects on sexually transmitted infections and also HIV. So with regards to family planning, for example, you will expect 9 months down the line, you will have a baby boom. For those who are planning for family, that's fine. But for those who are not planning one, then it becomes unintended pregnancies. And unintended pregnancies have its consequences of leading to unsafe abortion, you know, heard about baby dumpings, and then it also contributes towards maternal mortality. Mm-hmm. On the sexually transmitted infections in HIV, without the condoms, you are expecting that there will be an increase in STIs and also HIV infections worldwide. And this could prove very disastrous as it would burden the already burdened public health systems who are struggling now dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And I would like to take you to the research work done by the Guttmacher and Lancet Commission on Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights worldwide. And they estimate that every year there will be 25 million unsafe abortions taking place, and over 350 million women and men would need treatment for one of the four curable sexually transmitted infections. And there are nearly 2 million new HIV infections, besides the 266,000 women dying from cervical cancer. And all this, can be reduced with the availability of the simple condom.
Can we just take a few steps back and look at what issues Malaysia has been facing throughout in when it comes to access and use of condoms?
Well, I think, first of all, if you look at the fifth Malaysian Population and Family Survey, which was done in 2014, it shows that 52.2% of married women aged between 15 to 49 are currently practicing family planning. And if you look at that figure, the modern method which was contributing is only about 34.3%. And condoms out of that represents only 5.6%. And looking at that survey also, the level of knowledge of adolescents with respect to sexual intercourse is very low, in the region of 33.7%. That a girl can become pregnant the first time she engages in sexual intercourse. And in about 33.3%, only they know about condoms and the role that it can prevent sexually transmitted diseases. So knowledge-wise, it's still very poor among our adolescents. And with very limited exposure to choices, education, on reproductive and sexual health and rights, these are the vulnerable population. And I think if you were to look also at the percentage of adolescents who are having sex, they're getting earlier ages and they are slowly increasing in numbers. And I think it is very important that this group of people be addressed. And if you look at the MOH 2018 country report on HIV and AIDS, it appears to be an upward trend towards very high-risk sexual behavior among young people. And the report quotes that 43% of all HIV infections in Malaysia occurs between the ages 13 to 29 years old. And that 90% of the young population acquiring HIV/AIDS is through unsafe sex. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think it is very important that we need to be more open on the discussion, condom, and it is also important to have a comprehensive sexual education to address all these issues. And I think we are well aware when we talk about condoms, it always is a taboo. I think we need to be more open as parents, as teachers, as leaders of the country, that comprehensive sexual education is important for our adolescents especially. And when we talk about access, I think there is limited access because of this limited education that we provide to our young ones. With regards to the access to condom, I think we are one of the biggest manufacturers of condom. I think we do not have the supply issue, but we have the shortage of access of knowledge about sexual reproductive health to those people, the young ones who are really in need of it.
And coming back to the MCO and this current supply shortage, then Dr. Kamaruzzaman, do you have some advice for people on how to ensure safe sexual and reproductive practices during this period?
Well, if those people who are using condoms, for example, then maybe your partners or your spouses needs to look at other forms of contraceptives, whether they are the short-term ones, yeah, the oral contraceptive pills, or the long-acting reversible contraceptives in the form of injectables, implants, or intrauterine contraceptive devices. But those people who really prefer condoms as a method of family planning, then probably abstinence will be the ideal choice for them. But nonetheless, I think in such situations, it is very important for people to seek help from their SRH, sexual reproductive health service providers, and discuss this and to see what method suits the couple most.
Mm-hmm.
Or any information that you like to get, or maybe you like to discuss in certain issues, we at the Federation of Reproductive Health Association, you can email to tanyalahkami@frham.org.my, mm-hmm. and we will take up any of your queries.
So that was Dr. Kamaruzaman Ali, President of the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations, Malaysia, or FRHAM. And just to reiterate, as he pointed out, there's a very real chance that this global condom shortage could increase rates of sexually transmitted infections, and it could prove very disastrous to the healthcare systems if we have increasing numbers, you know, of HIV and other STIs. You know, healthcare systems are already struggling to cope with COVID-19, and they don't need an additional burden on top of that.
Exactly. And also, as Dr. Kamaruzaman mentioned, if you want a safe space to inquire or to discuss about, you know, anything related to sexual health, you can email the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations Malaysia. That email address is tanyalahkami, so that's TANYALAHKAMI at frham.org.my.
Yep. So we'll take a break now and come back to our second story, also related to COVID-19, after a few short messages. If you have anything you'd like to share, do tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. First, here's The Cure with Friday I'm in Love.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.